scripture verse, number 560 in the back of our hymnals. And this first verse is the one that will be our subject this evening. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world,
but that the world through him might be saved.
He that believeth on him is not condemned.
But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee again for thy blessings as we lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We trust thee tonight. We're not ashamed to own thee as our God. And we pray that thou shalt speak to our hearts this evening as we are here just to worship thee. In Jesus' name, amen. We welcome you. If you are visiting tonight, it's a joy to see you and have you in the service. And if there is one visiting, we would like for you to lift your hand so we might see you wherever you are. And our ushers will be happy to present you a card. I see any hands? Thank you so much. Now in your bulletins, you will notice the opportunities we have for the week that are listed here. Monday, the Root class. Tuesday, the Friendship Bible. On Wednesday, the quarterly business meeting of our church. And we have a special note at the bottom of the page for you to make your choice. We will have a sheet with the names, and you will be able to select six from this list. And we're claiming the promise of Acts 1:24. So we hope that you will come and be present for this meeting on Wednesday when we have prayer and when we do our church business. So you come and be with us. And then on Friday, the choir retreat, and on Saturday, 2 days. So these opportunities, we hope that you will take note of. The Annie Armstrong offering, I think from what I calculate, we are short about $100. Just about $100. So if you have an envelope close by, can help, just $2 or $3, we'll get on the way and finish it up and try to get that complete this week, because, you know, Easter's coming, other things are coming, and we want to finish out our goal on our home mission offering. And then we'll begin taking the offering for the furnace. So I'm not going to let you off. But isn't it nice just to come over here and be nice and warm and all that? But a lot of effort, a lot of work went into the getting this furnace in. We appreciate Woody and Clyde, Lee Miller, and all these other men who had a part. Clyde Lee got real dirty down there. He was working all day yesterday. And it caused us to have, we had a little shaky wedding, but we got through it, and it was really a beautiful wedding. But finally they got the heat on about 6 o'clock last night. So, you know, I decided we better pray about it. I told my wife, maybe we hadn't been praying about this thing. So, we are so thankful that we did get the heat and we've had it today to enjoy. Now let us get our hymn books and turn in our hymn books to one we like to sing. 435. 435.
Thank you.
good. 336. We'll stand as we sing this one. 336. Of sharing our tithes and offerings with thee, and we pray thy blessings upon our gifts to multiply, to be multiplied, and to cover the needs in thy kingdom for Christ's sake. Amen.